Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast with your host, Mr. Too Rich, your Southern urban voice. A place where relevant, rich conversations are had with professionals, providing insight to innovative solutions that will help you move your business, career, and life to the next level. Here's your host. What the deal, everybody? Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss podcast. This week we have a different little episode that I'm doing this week. I had some other content that we were going to put out here, but I want to do something different and just kind of talk about health and wellness briefly here to put something on everybody's mind. Let's get it.
The Too Rich to Miss podcast.
All right, what's going on, everybody? What's the deal and what's happening? Listen, we are going to do something slightly different this week. I had another episode that I was going to be putting out, and as opposed to doing that, in the midst of actually about to do that, I went out and did some things, took care of some things, talked to some people, visited some people. You know, it's really important that we take the time to call and see how people are doing. And take a few minutes out of your schedule, out of your busy day to just simply reach out, call somebody and say, hey, man, just thinking about you. Want to see if you're doing all right. Want to make sure you're still here. I've often heard people jokingly call their friends and say, man, I was just calling to see if you was alive. And although it can be, something said as a, as humorous, this is actually real. You literally could wake up one day to go and call that person that is your great friend or that's an old friend, and they honestly aren't here anymore, literally. You could wake up to call that friend that you haven't talked to in a while and realize that they are going through some major and have went through or going through some major health issues on their own. We have to really take the extra time to really look out for ourselves. And I know I am the worst person to be putting this out there because I don't practice what I preach in that regard as much as I should. But it is definitely something that I want to put on my own mind and on everybody else's mind as well. Because as I go through and I was looking at some statistics and facts and all of that, it can be really overwhelming. But here's the thing that I want us to all think about. Most of the things that really cause us problems and cause us issues can be rectified by changing our eating habits. Most of the things and the problems we have, if we changed our eating habits and ate healthy versus eating a lot of the nonsense that we do eat, a lot of our health conditions would improve dramatically just off of that. Throw in a little exercise with that and oh, good God, most of us would be on a very, very, very good track. And that's where we start. We got to look in the mirror and start with us. And just to keep it simple, update your eating habits, man. We can all eat healthier. We can all exercise a little bit more. And if there's nothing wrong with you, do your best to maintain what you have. And for those that are experiencing what they're experiencing, reach out to them and show them some love. some genuine love. I mean, and that chuckle wasn't in a bad way. It's like, really, there's real things going on out there. People are experiencing some real situations. And a lot of times just simply giving, telling somebody a joke, having a positive conversation with somebody, you never know how far that could actually go, especially when people are dealing with things that they're dealing with. And now, I was looking here at one particular statistic that I will share, because it gets to something that's important and something that we as Black men need to take more, a harder look at, and that's our mental health. And this is as a community overall, but more so as Black men. But check this out. I was looking at the Mental Health America national.org website, and they had this statistic. Now check this out, and I want you to think about this. 13.4% of the U.S. population identifies as Black or African American. Of those, over 16% reported having a mental illness in the past year. That is over 7 million people. More people than the populations of Chicago, Houston, and Philadelphia combined. I want you to think about that for a minute. Over 7 million people have reported having a mental illness. That's just the people that reported it. That's not talking about the people that have these illnesses that have not reported it. What I'm putting out here for you guys and for all of my listeners out there, shout out to all of my listeners worldwide, to all of my people over there in the international communities. I do see the downloads from over there. Shout out to all of y'all. Thank you so much for listening. And hopefully everybody that's out there that may be affected by any of the new restrictions that they may have going on over there. All of y'all be safe over there and keep on doing what you do. I appreciate all the love from over there. Hit me on Twitter, and let me know what countries that you're listening from so I can, be more specific when I shout you guys out. This episode is definitely going to be short, and I'm going to leave it at that because I want us to think about these things. I talk a lot about wealth over here on this channel, especially if you follow me over there. If you're one of the 95% of the people that watch my videos over on YouTube that haven't subscribed just yet, number one, please subscribe. It definitely helps a lot. But in addition to that, I definitely talk about wealth, and I talk about cryptocurrency because it's a good investment. I think personally it's the market is primed for wise risk management for long-term focused people that they can really go through and profit really good over there. And I think it's a really good opportunity over there, especially when you do your own research and you can really look around and find some good things that could work for you. And it's been a wonderful thing to me. So I'm putting the information out there so the more people can be educated about it. But the one thing that we don't want to do is we don't want to get out here and be the next, cryptocurrency millionaire, for example, and only to have to turn around and be spending all of those wonderful, massive, huge gains that you've made through dollar cost averaging and taking profits off the table and being diligent and being an investor more than a consumer. And you've done all of these things right, and you've made some plays in the stock market and shorted some things when the market went down, when the market was about to go, before the market went down. And, there's this all type of things that you might have done right. And your bank account is just on, oh, good Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. And then you got to turn around and spend the bulk of that right back into healthcare. Ponder on that one for a minute. You get out here and make millions. hypothetically speaking. Or, you know, say you just get out there and just do real good. You just make a few hundred thousand. I mean, you know, I mean, let's keep it completely real here. And 100, let's keep it 1,000 as the term goes. Let's keep it 100. Depending on what you do with it, a few hundred thousand dollars could change somebody, could set the right person's life up and be good. So it's about how you manage and utilize the money that you make, which is something we'll definitely be talking about more as well. So don't get out here and make all of this cash and make all of this money only to have to turn around and spend it back on your own health versus spending it on some fun stuff and being healthy enough to enjoy all of the fun stuff, whatever fun stuff is to you. Obviously, legal and ethical things, of course, but you understand where I'm coming from. And lastly, but certainly not least, check on your people. Call somebody and say, I'm just calling to make sure you're good and to let you know I'm good. You never know how far just a simple positive word can go. Shoot somebody a positive text. Hey, just wanted to let you know I got number love for you. It's all good over here and making sure you're good over there. Until next time, it's the Too Rich to Miss podcast. And be sure to catch Too Rich to Miss Unscripted on YouTube. Peace.
The Too Rich to Miss podcast.